In all the pines, a very thin membrane, in appearance much like an insect's wing, grows over and around the seed, and independent of it, while the latter is being developed within its base. In other words, a beautiful thin sack is woven around the seed, with a handle to it, such as the wind can take hold of, and it is then committed to the wind, expressly that it may transport the seed and extend the range of the species. And this it does as effectually as when seeds are sent by mail in a different kind of sack from the patent office. There is then no necessity for supposing that the pines have sprung up from nothing, and I am aware that I am not at all peculiar in asserting that they come from seeds, though the mode of their propagation by nature has been but little attended to. They are very extensively raised from the seed in Europe, and are beginning to be here. When you cut down an oak wood, a pine wood will not at once spring up there, unless there are, or have been quite recently, seed-bearing pines near enough for the seeds to be blown from them. But adjacent to a forest of pines, if you prevent other crops from growing there, you will surely have an extension of your pine forest, provided the soil is suitable.